Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I have down here the Boston Strangler. Oh. Alberto DeSalvo. Killed 11 women. Scorpio rising, right?
He was a Virgo.
But he has a Virgo stellium.
And he died during Sag.
He did what?
He died when the sun was in Sag. Sagittarius,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go all the way that far. But he has a Sun, Mercury, Venus, Neptune, stellium in Virgo with Mars in Libra in the 12th.
Wow.
He murdered 13.
Where would Virgo, Virgo would be what? What house?
If Scorpio's rising.
Virgo's in the 11th.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, yeah.
And then all those, and that stellium, you said it was a stellium in the 11th?
Yeah, but being a Scorpio rising, right, which would make Mars his chart ruler.
Yes.
Mars in the 12th?
Mars in the 12th Libra. And Mars, wow. It doesn't like to be in Libra. It's
that's its opposite.
It's detriment.
It's in its detriment.
Yeah.
So he has, the Boston Strangler has Mars, his chart ruler, in detriment in the 12th house of.
That is a depressing place for Mars.
Secrets. Ooh. Let me go kill this person and not tell them.
not tell anybody. Anyone. Yeah.
Let me go. Let me go dispose of this body.
Now that y'all saying that, I wonder if he was connect. These people were connected some way into a network or a circle or a friend circle or something.
These people were probably very secretive people that like did it. Like, were just very good at hiding things.
No. I'm talking about the people he killed. How do you think the Virgo stellium showed up?
I think I may agree with you on that.
That's just a thought. I don't know. I didn't really go into it. It's just a thought off the top of the head. Like, you know, I wonder if his victims had something to do with, you know.
He probably was specific in picking them out.
I can go with that. What you think?
Maybe he came across them, like, so Aquarius house is about like connections, like I don't know how I want to say this, like even business connections or people you connect with every day. Like, maybe he was
your network,
social person, like the type of person to talk to the cashier at the checkout, and around him
Now that you're saying that, if he's a Scorpio rising, that will put Aries in his sixth house of daily routines and health.
So
on a daily basis, he walked through life kind of with Aryan type energy.
Kind of mad.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of mad. He was kind of mad, and then one day he just popped off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a very Virgo tendency. And I know this from experience, because I've spoken to quite a few older, like, Virgos. I spoke to this one older Virgo once that came and wanted a cannabis card back when I had that job. And basically, the guy literally told me, he's like, you see, the thing is that, like, I need something to chill me out, because I'm just so on edge all the time. And people think that the older they get, the more they can break the rules. And that pisses me off. And it makes me want to just do something to them. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Like, the guy was just so like,
Speaking of pissed off, I got down here the Son of Sam.
I just started watching the documentary about the Sons of Sam.
We just talked about Boston Strangler. He's a Scorpio rising. So was the Son of Sam.
Who's the son of Sam? I'm sorry?
David Berkowitz.
And what is the son of Sam? I haven't heard of this.
I think he had a dog. His dog.
Dog was telling him to do evil stuff.
Yeah. His dog was telling him to kill people. And it started, I think, before he started killing, he started over 2,000 fires on city property.
Was this like an actual person that did this?
Yes.
His name is David Berkowitz.
Pull him up. Oh, and I don't know him. I don't know him at all. I have never heard of this at all.
You got a computer in front of you.
It's on that.
Yeah, but for our listeners, you know, for our audience here that may not know either.
Well, yeah, you know, do you walk the Google thing real quick?
About our audience that may not know?
While you do that, I'm about to tell the audience that David, son of Sam, David Berkowitz, was a Scorpio rising. He had a Gemini stellium in the eighth with the Sun, Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter.
Oh, Sun, Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter.
Yeah,
on the eighth.
Yeah, but instead of Mars in the 12th Libra, he has Saturn and Neptune in the 12th.
That's kind of the theme that I've come across with all the charts that I've looked at, is like Aries and Scorpio being prevalent, or Mars and Saturn, or hard aspects to those planets.
He killed six,
wounded seven others, and confessed to eight shootings.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that what I saw prevalent was a combination of Moon Mars
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, a common, and it makes sense because Moon is your emotions and how you feel, how you may react to things, and Mars is aggression and exploding and, mm-hmm. and fighting and anger.
And Moon is also like your instincts, like.
Exactly, and then if you have your instincts right next to like the instinct to kill, which is Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you become emotional about something, you'll kill. So it's not to say that like anyone that has a Moon Mars combination can be like will be a killer, but they can get to that point. And then of course other things come in, like such as, you know, zodiacal releasing, which Paul has looked into. And like, let's say for example, like you have a transit that gets activated during a specific time. Like, what was that dude that you were telling me about, Paul, that stopped killing for like 14 years?
Oh yeah, I'll get to him. Well, I might as well get to him right now. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.